Chapter 2. Skink Arrives. Very early the next day, Omo and Hal sailed by dinghy to the island of Moen to meet Inkum at the airport there. The dinghy passed some small islands, but Hal didn't notice them. He was thinking about the new member of the expedition. A small plane arrived at the airport, and a young man got off it carrying some bags and diving equipment. Hal recognized him immediately from school. He remembered that malicious expression on his face. It is him. His real name is Sylvester K. Inkum, but everybody called him Skink at school, Hal explained to Omo. He wasn't very popular. I hope he's nicer now.
I hope so too, answered Omo quietly. Come, Hal, let's go and say hello to him.
They went to meet him. Hello, Inkum. Do you remember me? Said Hal, trying to smile. Skink was surprised to see Hal, but didn't say very much to him. On their way back to the boat, Hal spoke quietly to Skink. It's okay, he said. I won't tell Dr. Blake about your behaviour at school, or why you were thrown out, Skink. I'll keep your secret.
I don't need you to keep my secret, Hal, said Skink in an angry voice. Who do you think you are? I'm going to control this expedition, and you'll have to take orders from me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think I do, said Hal, looking at Skink's hostile face. Okay, if that's what you want, that's the way it will be. When they arrived at the boat, Dr. Blake was very happy to see Skink, and he introduced him to the others. Then they all sat down and had a good meal of tropical fruit, eggs, toast, and coffee. While they were eating, Dr. Blake talked to Skink about the expedition.
We're collecting interesting specimens of sea life to study, he said. While we're diving, we may also see boats on the bottom of the sea from hundreds of years ago.
Are they treasure boats? Roger asked excitedly. Can we look for treasure?
Yes, some of them are treasure boats, replied Dr. Blake. These boats are a good indication of how people lived and sailed in this area centuries ago.
Why? Roger asked. What can these boats tell us about that?
Well, from the 16th to the 19th century, all these islands, including the Philippines, belonged to Spain, explained Dr. Blake. Many boats, bringing gold from the Philippines, stopped at these islands for food and water, and then they continued sailing to Mexico. Mexico was also Spanish at that time.
Did they always go this way? Asked Hal.
Yes, replied Dr. Blake. The boats could stop at Spanish territory along the way, so it was the safest way for them to travel and send their cargo to Spain. Unfortunately, these old boats sometimes sank because there were many typhoons in this area. All that treasure was lost. But now we can finally find these boats and their treasure.
After they finished eating, they all sat and looked at the sea.
I love the sea, said Dr. Blake. When I die, I want to be buried in a coral reef under the sea.
The next day, the team woke up early to start diving. Hal was going to wear a diving suit with a helmet for the first time. Dr. Blake and Skink helped him to put it on. Suddenly, Skink saw a scorpion on the floor of the boat. When nobody was looking, he put it into Hal's helmet. Then Skink put the helmet on Hal's head and closed it. Dr. Blake was the first of the team to dive. Then it was Hal's turn. He went down in the water very slowly because of the heavy equipment, and soon he was very deep. He was dependent on the men above him. They were controlling his oxygen. Hal suddenly remembered that Skink was his enemy, and Skink hated him. It was a frightening thought.
Strong currents in the water moved Hal in all directions. Suddenly, he felt something moving in his helmet. It moved through his hair, over his right ear, and down his nose. And then he could see it. It was a scorpion. Hal was terrified, but he knew he must not move. If he moved, the scorpion might attack him, and then he might faint or die in the water. Hal tried not to panic when the scorpion moved around his face. Finally, it moved up into his hair again. Hal began to feel strange. Suddenly, he wasn't frightened anymore. He forgot about the scorpion, and he forgot where he was. "I want to lie down and sleep," he thought. "I feel very strange. It's because I'm too deep under the water, and I've been here for too long. I must go up to the surface before I faint." Slowly, Hal moved up to the surface. Fortunately, Captain Ike saw him before he fainted. Then he quickly pulled Hal onto the boat. When Hal opened his eyes again, he was lying down on the floor of the Lively Lady without his diving equipment.
"It's in the helmet," Hal said.
"What's in the helmet?" Dr. Blake asked.
"The scorpion," he replied.
"He's hallucinating," Skink said quickly.
"No, I'm not hallucinating," said Hal, slowly recovering from his experience.
"There was a scorpion in my helmet. Somebody was responsible for that. If I find out who it was, I'll kill him."
"Hal's been under the water for too long, Dr. Blake," Skink said. "He doesn't know what he's saying. It's not a good idea to use amateur divers. They cause too many problems."
"Maybe, Inkum," agreed Dr. Blake. "But he'll learn."